Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Tuesday morning. Tuesday, May the 30th, 2023, 16 minutes past the hour, just 70 degrees now here in sunny skies in the Marion area. And as you've been hearing this morning on the news report, and we talked about it a little bit in hour number one, there was a very unfortunate event here yesterday in Marion. And I'm not going to read the whole press release here again. It's on the Facebook page, on the social media page. And again, you can hear it on the news report. But yesterday, Memorial Day, at around 3:07 p.m., there was an accident that occurred on North Main Street at Fairground Street here in Marion. There was a call of a possible drowning at the quarry. And it looks as if an ambulance struck a Marion Ford Explorer, driven by Officer Daniel Ice, age 51. At this point, in the press release, what we know from the press release is that the drowning incident, that person is in stable condition. We know that Officer Ice, according to this, was taken to by MedFlight to Riverside Hospital, and the two gentlemen paramedics who were driving the ambulance were taken to Marion General and treated for minor injuries. Very happy this morning to be joined here to clear some of this up and find out where we are now by Marion Police Chief Jay McDonald, who very kindly is giving us some of his time here right after Memorial Day. Chief, thank you so much for joining us. What happened yesterday?
Well, I think you summarized it pretty well. Officers and firefighters, EMS personnel, were responding to a life-threatening emergency, and a tragic accident happened, and we don't have the details of exactly how it happened yet, but we will soon. But the good news is that the citizen who was in a life-threatening incident in the quarry survived. Officer Ice survived, and the firefighters survived, and we thank God for that.
Absolutely. Now, Chief, do we, Are you allowed to swim at the quarry? You're not at this point, are you?
You are not, and you have not been in my entire career.
Right. Now, do we know anything about this at that point? Maybe the person fell in, or were they swimming? Do we know any of that?
The information that I have is that they were voluntarily swimming, but I don't have all of the details on that at this point.
Do we know the age of that person?
They were an adult.
They were an adult. Now, they have survived, which is good to hear.
Correct.
Yeah. Now, when it comes to the accident, it's such a strange occurrence. And apparently, they both were responding to this incident at the quarry. How does something like that happen, that an ambulance would hit a police officer?
Well, like I said, they were both responding to a life-threatening emergency. They were both, from my understanding, had their overhead lights and siren on, and how it exactly happened, we're not sure as of yet. The Ohio State Highway Patrol is investigating the crash to determine exactly what happened, and that is not complete yet, and we are assisting in that. And there are lots of tools that will be looked at to see exactly what happened, and everything from the black box on the cruiser to video to eyewitnesses, and all of those things will be examined, and I have complete confidence in the Highway Patrol that they will come up with the answers that you and I are both looking for.
When we have a situation like this, because it is such an odd situation, should something like this happen? I mean, is that it certainly isn't normal. We wouldn't call it normal.
Well, you know, it's hard to say. There's a reason that they're called accidents. They're certainly not a purposeful act. But, you know, one of the most dangerous things a law enforcement officer does is drive that vehicle. It is one of the leading causes of law enforcement on-duty fatalities, and we're grateful that we're not dealing with one here. It's a tragic situation, and one that we hope never happens again, and that, you know, everyone can learn from. But occasionally, bad things happen when people are trying to do good things.
When it came to a situation like this, where obviously everybody was responding to this incident at the quarry, did that slow the time that it took people to get out to the quarry? Now, thank goodness he survived, the person at the quarry, but did that slow it up in any way? Do we know?
Yeah, I don't have any indication of that. I know other officers proceeded to the quarry, and I actually know that other citizens helped get this person out of the quarry and began CPR before any first responders got there. But I know Marion police officers did not divert. They did go to the quarry, and I don't think it slowed their response down at all.
Oh, that's tremendous to hear. How is Officer Ice? Is he still at Riverside?
He is, and you know, he has some very significant injuries that we do not believe are life-threatening at this point, but very, very serious injuries, and you know, we continue to pray for a full recovery for Dan Ice.
The two gentlemen, Jacob Full and Nicholas Hunley, who were, I guess Nicholas was the passenger in the ambulance. Now, will they continue to be on duty at this point while the investigation's going on?
That's a question for Chief Dean, but I see no reason why that they should be removed from duty if they were police officers. But that's not anything I have input or control over.
Now, when it comes to a situation like this, and I don't want to speculate on this particular situation, but when something like this happens in general, can there be repercussions as this is, you know, an unexpected event?
Absolutely. Not only is the Highway Patrol investigating this, and when they're complete, the police department and I'm sure the fire department will look into that report, look into their findings, and look to see if there are violations of policy. And if so, you know, there are corrective measures that could occur after those reviews take place.
And I guess my final question is, when we look at this situation, obviously we don't want anything to anything like this to happen. We're glad that everybody has survived. But should this happen, I mean, is there a way to avoid something like this from happening?
Well, yeah, we use lots of tools. Every police car and every ambulance have a device on their car that helps them maneuver through traffic when they're responding in an emergency fashion by turning, you know, if I'm going down Center Street and I have my lights and siren on, the lights are turned green in my direction because of this device on our cruisers, and the firefighters have them as well, and that turns all the other lights red. Obviously, our people are trained to drive in a reasonable fashion, even while responding to an emergency, but bad things sometimes happen, and you can't always prevent bad things from happening, even though we try, and certainly we never want something like this to happen again, and like I said before, we're grateful that everybody involved, from the quarry to the officer to the firefighters, you know, are going to survive this tragic series of events that happened yesterday.
So I guess, is it safe to say, as we part here, Police Chief, and I thank you for this, is it safe to say that this did happen and can happen, but shouldn't happen? Is that fair to say?
Well, yeah obviously, it all traffic crashes are preventable in the unique circumstances, but these happen all over the country, including here in Marion. I've crashed police cars. It happens. You know, we try to take measures to lessen the numbers, and we try to take measures to lessen the impacts. But right now, what I'm worried about is making sure our officer is safe and making sure that he's on the road to recovery, and we'll find out all the details about what happened and what policies are violated and if any traffic rules were violated, and you know, all of those things will come out in the resulting investigations. But for today, what I'm worried about is making sure that our officer, has a full recovery and can return back to work if that is what's in the cards.
Absolutely. And Chief, final question here. Do we know how long an investigation like this takes place?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a question for the Highway Patrol.
Okay.
But there are, like I said, there are tools that they will be able to use to figure this out. How long that takes is however long it takes. Like I said, I have full confidence in the Highway Patrol to do a thorough and fair and full investigation into this incident. That's why we asked them to do it. We'll await the results. And when we get those, we will review to see if there are violations of our policy. And I'm sure the fire department will do the same.
Give Officer Ice our best. And thank you, Chief McDonald, for calling in this morning.
You're welcome.
Thank
Have a good day,
Scott. Bye-bye. Police Chief Jay McDonald talking about the incident that happened yesterday, Memorial Day, here in Marion. As the chief said there, accidents happen. They certainly happen with us. They happen with the police department. But an odd situation. You don't read about these every day, certainly in Marion, Ohio. Not that they don't happen in other parts of the country. So it's just an odd thing that happened on Memorial Day at about 3 in the afternoon. But it is good to hear that the person at the quarry did survive, has survived, the person who was drowning at the quarry, and also that Officer Ice, age 51, who got transported to Riverside, is doing okay. We think non-life-threatening injuries. And the two gentlemen who were in the ambulance, they were released with minor injuries. So, it looks as if there'll be no fatalities in this particular case, which I think we're all very happy about. But just an odd circumstance. And it's good to get a little more information. And thank goodness we've got that from Police Chief Jay McDonald. And I believe we're going to get some more information momentarily here. So stick with us. We're going to continue to cover this here on WGH Talk because we want to bring you the latest in everything. And even though this press release came out at 7-something last night, I believe it was, a lot can change in 12, 13 hours, which is where we are now. And, what a horrific incident that must have been for the people who were on Fairground Street and North Main Street yesterday when this incident occurred. So we're very glad to hear the news from Police Chief Jay McDonald there, and I think we're going to have another call coming in here momentarily to give us another update on what exactly went on or happened or so on and so forth and where we go from here in an incident like this. So let me see here if our next call is coming. Live radio. But that's the way it goes someday. Some days when you're covering a case like this. Let's see here if we can get our person on the line. News is news, as they say. So hopefully we'll hear from our next caller here momentarily. Oh, I believe maybe this is them. Let's hope it is. Well, okay. Go ahead, caller.
It's me, Scott. I'm going to say one of the answers is hairdo.
Hairdo. Let me see here. No hairdo on the list, but a good guess.
I thought it was. Was it a few years ago, I think he was from Columbus, a 12-year-old boy drowned out there at the quarry, but I think he was on rocks or something.
It
and
could,
I was looking looking for a lawsuit for that, but I've never known of it to happen. And it said there's signs posted where you can't swim because we go down in that park. You know, it's been closed for a long time, but now it's open again.
Yeah, yeah. The police chief just said there was no swimming out there, so we'll see what happens with that.
Yes, and in the paper, I don't know if it's Sundays I gave you, they're putting, I thought it was 80,000, not 40, for, I think, Lincoln Park to have, like, a trail to walk, you know, like the tall grass trails or something.
Right.
And then I think the Historical Society, I believe they each got 80,000. What they kind of need to do, they need an overpass for the out towards the west side, because at 309, when you can't get across, you know, down from Center Street, and you keep trying to, you know, go down and find a track that you can get across, to me that's, you know, more important. You can walk out at the old Bargain City out Route 4. You can walk at the mall, cemetery, and the tall grass trail. You got all kinds of places to walk, and I think that money could be put to something better, you know, than that.
Yeah, hopefully.
But they do need one, because if you try to go to State Street and you think you can go up by the radio station, WMRN, well, that one can be blocked, and you just have to keep, you know, riding around. And that's, you know, I think one of the main things I don't know about the fire station, but one of the main things they need to do is get an overpass there, because you just can't. Sometimes you wait 20 minutes or more, and you just, you know, and that's very dangerous. So
yeah, well, hopefully we'll have to see how it all shakes out. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Again, I think we're going to have another call here momentarily, 33 minutes past the hour here on this Tuesday morning. Coming back from Memorial Day weekend here, May the 30th, 2023. Only 2 days left in the month of May here, 33 minutes past the hour, just over 70 degrees here in Marion. And I believe we do have another call coming in, is what I was told. So hopefully that's what will happen here momentarily. We'll see what happens. You know, it's interesting when a story's breaking on live radio like this, and you're trying to get more information and things are coming in, you just got to kind of hang with it and see what happens. And hopefully we get the information. We're trying to get the best information we can get this morning. And again, we thank Marion Police Chief Jay McDonald for calling in a few minutes ago and giving us an update on this incident that happened yesterday. And we're glad to hear that at this point everybody has survived, and it looks like everybody will, which is, I think, of the utmost importance to everybody when you look at a situation like this. But again, it's just a different kind of a situation, I guess is what we would call it, to where a police vehicle, a police Ford Explorer would collide with a Marion City ambulance, and both were en route to the quarry to help the reporting of a drowning at the quarry, which is what happened. Now, we learned from the press release that Officer Ice, who was driving the Ford Explorer, was taken to Riverside, and we just learned from Police Chief Jay McDonald that he is still at Riverside, but it looks like at this point he has some serious injuries, but that he will make it. That's a very good thing to hear. Now, the two gentlemen, well, the gentleman who was driving the ambulance and the passenger, apparently they will stay on duty at this particular point, is what we think will happen, although we need to talk to Fire Chief Chuck Deem about that particular matter, which hopefully we will hear momentarily. So we'll just see what happens here on WGH Talk here this morning. And then after that, with whatever remaining time we have, we'll get back to our game of Family Feud, which we have done this category before, but apparently it's still stumping people. So, that's a plus. Okay. Well, you know what? If I don't hear anything here in the next minute, I might just try to get the person on the line myself. But again, we're trying to get the best reports possible here on what happened this morning in, or what happened yesterday here in Marion with the ambulance striking, it looks like striking, the police vehicle. Both were responding to the quarry because there was a report of a drowning there. So, we will see how this goes here momentarily. You know what? I might just take a break here. Don't go anywhere. We might take a break, see if we can get our next guest here on the line.
If you think it might be poison, then the first thing you should do is call 1-800-222-1222. Poison can be anything you're not supposed to take. Antifreeze, pesticide, the wrong drug by mistake. If you breathed a nasty chemical, been bitten by a snake, call the Poison Control Center hotline. We're here for you night or day.
For a poison or drug emergency at home or at work, just call the Poison Control Center hotline. We're here 24-7 with the expert help you need. Free and confidential. Even if you think it's a false alarm, call
1-800-222-1222. 1-800-222-1222. If you think it might be poison and you don't know what to do, call 1-800-222-1222.
Hey, Scott Spears back here with you on a Tuesday morning after Memorial Day, May the 30th, 2023. 38 minutes past the hour, 73 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion, and an unusual event happened here in Marion yesterday. An unfortunate event, to say the least. It happened, looks like here, 3.07 p.m. yesterday, Memorial Day on North Main Street and Fairground Street in Marion. We've talked about it. It's on our news report this morning, in which a crash happened involving a 2001 Marion Police Ford Explorer driven by Officer Daniel Ice, age 51, of Marion here, and a Marion City ambulance driven by Jacob Full, age 22. The passenger in the ambulance was Nicholas Hunley, age 24, of Marion. Officer Ice was taken to Riverside Hospital with serious injuries. There was a drowning reported at the quarry. That person is in stable condition, we understand. But we're joined here by Marion Police Chief Chuck, or Marion Fire Chief, excuse me, Chuck Deem. Chuck, what happened yesterday?
Good morning, Scott. So Medic 29, which is the ambulance you referred to, was responding to the call at the quarry for what was reported to be a drowning. They were westbound on Fairground Street, and they entered the intersection at Main Street when they were struck by Officer Ice's vehicle. Our vehicle rolled at least once, looks like about just shy of two times. But both of our people are okay, thank goodness. And it sounds like Officer Ice is on the mend, and hopefully we'll be home soon.
Now, something like this, when we read a press release like this morning, it's an unusual thing to happen. Should an event like this happen?
Oh, absolutely not. You know, we train heavily on driver safety. We have an annual course that that our drivers take for that. We have technological measures in place to control the lights, and we hope, you know, that we're able to prevent these things, but unfortunately they happen from time to time.
Now, an investigation like this, this will tell us exactly what went on as to why this happened?
Yes, it should. The Ohio State Patrol is conducting the investigation, and from what I saw yesterday, they're being very thorough, so we should have a very clear picture of what happened when their investigation is complete.
When it comes to an event like this, are there repercussions that can come out of this?
there are, depending on, you know, who was at fault and what all the details are. And obviously it's early, so we're not even looking at repercussions right now. We're still investigating and finding out exactly what happened.
You know, as the press release says, it says that Officer Ice did strike the ambulance. Does that give us any indication? I mean, I don't want to speculate, but does that give us any indication of who caused the accident, or when two units are heading to a scene, is there even a right or wrong?
There is. It depends on who had control of the intersection and that. But yeah, it's too early to speculate as far as, you know, who might be at fault and that sort of thing.
Do we know the person at the quarry? I understand, thank goodness, that they have survived and it was an adult. Would this have slowed the time down of somebody getting there?
Oh, certainly it did. It delayed the arrival of a squad for sure.
Yeah. But in the end, we do know that the person has survived, thank goodness.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, again, just for people who might be listening, there is no swimming at the quarry, and we think that's what was going on here. Am I right about that?
That's my understanding, yes.
Okay. Now, the only other question I have, the two gentlemen who were in the ambulance, the driver and the passenger, now, will they continue at this point to drive the ambulance while the investigation's going on?
Most likely. But we'll see. I haven't even looked at the schedule for their next shift, so, you know, we'll make a decision between now and then.
How are they doing? Have you spoken with them since this happened?
They're both doing well. Nick Hunley, he was pretty sore when I spoke with him yesterday at the hospital, and then Jacob Full, his statement to me was that he felt fine. So we're lucky. We're very lucky that those two fellows are all right.
Hmm. So I guess a situation that is out of the ordinary but can happen, but we will have an investigation and some kind of determination on what exactly did happen yesterday, because this normally should not happen.
Correct.
All right. Well, Marion Fire Chief Chuck Deem, thank you.
Thank you. You have a good day, Scott.
Bye-bye. Well, there you go. Filled in from both sides there, Marion Fire Chief Chuck Deem and Marion Police Chief Jay McDonald, and we thank them both for calling in this morning. All right, 43 minutes past the hour. If you have any questions or comments regarding that, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you, but it sounds like everybody has survived. Thank goodness. And, you know, it's an odd situation, but thank goodness everybody survived. The person who was having an issue at the quarry, swimming, again, don't swim at the quarry. That's not permitted. The two gentlemen who were driving the ambulance and Officer Ice from the Marion Police Department is at Riverside still, but doing okay. All right. 740-751-4038. We can finish up this hour. We got about 15 minutes left with our family feud. I'll tell you, no station gets it to you like this. The police chief and the fire chief both on this hour explaining what happened yesterday. And I hope that gave you a better insight into what happened yesterday. Because we want to inform everybody the best we can without speculating on what might have happened in a situation like that. All right. Give me an expression or expressions that contain the word hair. Now, the number one answer was bad hair day, and number five on the list was hair loss. But there are still three in the middle here. Now, two of these words are two words. One of the words is hair. The other one is one word that contains the word hair. So does anybody know the answer? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. That is the right number. Does anybody have any guesses this morning as we continue on this kind of lazy, hazy day after Memorial Day. 740-751-4038. Remember, the category again is, give me an expression or word or words that contain the word hair. Bad hair day was number one. 15 people said bad hair day. And hair loss was number five. 4 people said hair loss. Still 3 in the middle. Go ahead, caller.
How about hair raising?
Hair, no hair raising, but a good guess.
Okay, well,
And that's all we drive for. Thanks.
Bye.
No hair raising, but not a bad guess. Give me an expression that contains the word hair. Give me an expression that contains the word hair. Bad hair day number one, hair loss number five. Go ahead, caller. What's that?
Hair trigger.
Not hair trigger, but a good guess. No hair trigger on the list here today, but certainly not a bad guess. Give me an expression or word or words that contain the word hair. Bad hair day number one. 15 people said that. Hair loss number five. 4 people said that. But we've still got 3 in the middle. 2 of these have 2 words. One of the words, obviously, hair. And then one is just one word with hair in it. Go ahead, caller.
Hairline.
No hairline, but a good guess. No hairline on the list today, but not a bad guess. Give me an expression that contains the word hair. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say hair salon.
No hair salon. No hair salon on the list here today. All right. Well, maybe people are waking up now after the holiday. Go ahead, caller.
Hair. I had it right on the tip of my tongue. Hair brain.
No hair brain, but that's a good one. No hair brain, but certainly not a bad guess. Give me an expression that contains the word hair. Bad hair day, number one. Hair loss, number five. Still 3 in the middle here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Hair piece.
No hair piece, but that's a good one. No hair piece this morning on the list, but certainly not a bad guess. Bad hair day number one. Hair loss number five. 3 in the middle. 2 of these have 2 words and 1 is 1 word. Go ahead, caller.
How about hairline crack?
No hairline crack, but a good guess.
Thank you.
No hairline crack, but not a bad guess here this morning. We will take what we can get. Give me an expression that contains the word hair. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
How about messy hair?
No messy hair on the list. No messy hair on this particular list. Give me a word or words that contain the word hair. Bad hair days number one. Hair loss is number five. There are 3 in the middle. Now remember, they all have to contain hair. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
How about hair brain?
No hair brain. Good guess.
Thanks, Mike.
No hair brain, but not a bad guess. Give me or word or words that contain the word hair. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
I was trying to listen to her. Now I forgot. Let's just try. What was I going to say? I forget. Let's just try. I said messy. Let's just try hair disaster.
No hair disaster.
No hair disasters on the list here this morning. Give me a word or words that contain the word hair. Bad hair day number one, hair loss number five. And again, had a great Memorial Day yesterday. Great Memorial Day get together, cookout. Hope you did with your family or did something. You know, whatever you do on Memorial Day, I hope you had a great time. I certainly did, and I think that's very, very important. All right. Are we going to get this in 9 minutes here?
All right. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try hair growth.
No hair growth.
No hair growth on the list here this morning. Give me a word or words that contain the word hair. Bad hair day clocked in at number one, 15 answers. 15 people said bad hair day. And hair loss was number five. Four people said hair loss. But there are three in the middle here.
Go ahead, caller.
Split hair.
No split hair.
No split hair on the list here today. Now, two of the answers have two words. And one of the answers is just one word.
Go ahead, caller.
Hair bow or hair barrette.
No hair bow or barrette.
No hair bow or hair barrette on the list here this morning. Give me a word or words that contain the word hair. Bad hair day. Hair loss. Three in the middle. 740-751-4038. 53 minutes past the hour.
Go ahead, caller.
How about haircut?
No haircut. That's a really good one.
Thanks.
No haircut on the list. You know, I just got a haircut last Thursday. It was a good haircut. I had a coupon. 740-751-4038. Give me a word or words that contain the word hair. That's what we're looking for.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Hair color.
No hair color.
No hair color on the list here today. Give me a word or words that contain the word hair. H-A-I-R. Bad hair day and hair loss are the answers we have so far. Still three in the middle. Answers two, three, and four. Two of these are two words. One of these is just one word with the word hair in it. H-A-I-R. Give me an expression that contains the word hair. Bad hair day and hair loss on the list so far. All right. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, 5 minutes left to go here. Are we going to get the remaining answers? I don't know. Kind of a tough one back from Memorial Day here. And like I said, I know we did this category before, but we must not have gotten very far through it.
Go ahead, caller.
Hair comb or hair brush?
No hair comb or brush.
No hair comb or hair brush on the list here. Give me an expression that contains the word hair. Bad hair day, clocked in at number one. Hair loss, clocked in at number four. Still three to go.
Go ahead, caller.
Hairspray.
Hairspray is number two on the list. Absolutely.
Okay.
Hairspray comes in at number two on the list here today. There's one of them. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try hairstyle.
Hairstyle, number three on the list. You got it.
So now we're down to one answer with 4 minutes left to go. How about that? Bad hair day number one, hairspray number two, hairstyle number three, and hair loss number five. So we still have number four on the list today. Does anybody know what the number four answer is? Boy, we knocked two of them out right there. This is two words, one of which is hair. With 4 minutes left to go, 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Let's try hair scarf.
No hair scarf.
No hair scarf on the list here today. 57 minutes past the hour, 3 minutes left to go. Are we going to get this final answer? Boy, I'll tell you, two came in right there and basically knocked us down to one answer left to go with under 3 minutes. Are we going to get that final answer? It's two words. One of the words is hair, obviously. Give me a word or words that contain the word hair.
Go ahead, caller.
Hair net.
Not hair net.
Not hair net. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Hair shampoo.
No hair shampoo.
No hair shampoo on the list, and now we're at the 2 minute warning. The pressure's on now with 2 minutes left to go here. Are we going to get it?
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Hello?
I think we lost that call. If that's you, call on back in. 740-751-4038. About 90 seconds left in the program here today. 740-751-4038. It's two words, one of which contains hair. We got bad hair day number one, hairspray number two, hairstyle number three, and hair loss was number five. What is the number four answer? 1 minute left to go.
Go ahead, caller.
Hair today, gone tomorrow.
Don't you wish? Not on the list.
Hair today, gone tomorrow. Not on the list here today. Under 60 seconds now. Are we going to get the answer here?
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Hair dryer.
Not hair dryer. Hair dryer is not the right answer for today. We're approaching that 30-second mark, 740-751-4038. We might be able to get one or two more calls in.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say hair bow or ribbon.
No hair bow or ribbon.
No hair bow or ribbon on the list here today. Holy mackerel, we're down to the final 10 seconds here. What do we got? Well, I don't think we're going to get it today. We'll come back with this tomorrow. For this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio. For Emmy Award-winning actress and voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll, sharing her experience of being in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
One of the big traditions for a lot of people on Thanksgiving is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yes, absolutely, and I was in it 1 year. I played Mother Goose.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, tell us about that.
Well, there was nothing to tell. I was dressed up like Mother Goose.